Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Paul Pogba has once again insisted it would be a dream to play for Real Madrid. The Manchester United midfielder has been heavily linked with the move to the Spanish capital in recent years. He was blown hot and cold for the Red Devils since he returned to the club from Juventus in 2016. He went for £89 million. The 27-year-old has shown glimpses of his brilliance but has yet to perform on a consistent basis for United, and question marks have surrounded his future ever since he called Madrid his dream club last year. Now Pogba, who's currently away with France on international duty, has done little to silence that speculation. He told reporters, "Many things have been said. What can I say? Yes, all football players would love to play for Real Madrid. It's a dream for me. Why not one day? I'm in Manchester and I love my club. I'm playing in Manchester and I'm having fun. I want to put the club where it deserves. I'll give everything to the max, just like my teammates." So he's tried in the interview to, of course, quell speculation, but the comments still won't go down very well with boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. A seething Roy Keane has warned that Solskjaer will be thrown under the bus by his players and ultimately lose his job. They were hammered 6-1 by Tottenham at Old Trafford last weekend in a dismal display which piled pressure on Solskjaer. Keane was speaking ahead of England's international friendly with Wales when conversation inexplicably turned to United's poor form. He said, "I've been saying it for the last 12 months and a year and a half. Their performance against Spurs was disgraceful. All you bad days in football, but some of those players were a disgrace to the badge." He went on to say that so many of them will throw him under the bus. And into injury news, and Solskjaer's woes have been deepened after Eric Bailly hobbled off while on international duty with the Ivory Coast. The defender had to be substituted in the 70th minute after clutching his hamstring. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.